The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Hart Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Duty Free Caribbean, Easy Car Sales, Grand Bahama News, Kelly's Home Center, New Life, Prince and Wendy's.
Foundation.
The Foundation. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Brandon, your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Monday, December 9th, my grandmother's birthday. She was born in 1928, and she's still here with us alive and kicking. I have some stories to tell about my grandmother. Praise God. Grammy, happy birthday, baby doll. I love you. Oh, my God, I love you so bad. Praise Jesus for you. She's still here with us, ladies and men. If you're celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to all of you who are celebrating your birthday in the month of December. More specifically, I have to be able to do that very selfishly because, you know, I'm born in December also because we are good and decent people. Praise God for us, right? Guys, I got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out. Make sure you go check them out. They're located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. When you go down there, just ask for my very for him. Pay my insurance, eh? Because I paid. Yeah, just go down there, right? 3411AFS, 3411AFS. Like I said, number 407, if you're in the market for residential, commercial, any of those things, they can take care of you. Ethric Bow or Mr. Richardson, he's down there. Be more than happy to accommodate. As you're stepping into a new year, do so with preparation. With this kind of clarity and understanding, it's time for us to be able to no longer be casual about what and tenacious in the effect of being able to step over and find ourselves victorious in 2025. Guys, it's a beautiful day, guys. Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. Free national movement leadership unhinged, the Prime Minister says. That Davis calls the opposition MPs violent. Jesus, listen, these words are very loose and free. Violent. I'm not going to fight you, okay? The information's in there. Pick it up. He says plans to reduce the cost of living will be revealed in the new year. This is the Prime Minister says. We can talk a little bit about that today. We're going to talk about some information just kind of swung across my phone. Had an opportunity to be able to speak to one of the proprietors where or when, but I'll tell you that I had a very in-depth conversation, and a lot of y'all are making speculations and talking about those things. So we're going to talk about that, talk about the JCNP, talk about John Canoe, and this sort of an idea that is taken on to really, I don't know, I feel like it's sort of a, well, if they can play, then I ain't none of us playing. I can take my toys home. It's too much. I mean, it is too much, but let's talk about it. We can be able to do that. Before we do so, I got to be as decent as possible and introduce you to my guest in studio today. We're going to talk about 100,000 mangroves planted strategically in a conservation effort to be able to do some stuff. We have the person's responsible for here, I think throughout the entire Caribbean. I don't know. She's going to be able to tell us more about that. It's with Bonefish Tarpon and Trust. And they got all this information in the studio with me, ladies and gentlemen, is none other than Rashima Ingram. Ms. Ingram, how are you doing today? Say good afternoon to the people out there.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Grand Bahama. Good afternoon, Abaco. And good afternoon, Bahamas.
How you know Grand Bahama listening?
Grand Bahama's always listening to Guardian Radio.
Honest to God, he's been listening to me. How would I listen to you today, you know? Praise God, right?
Yes.
So talk to me about this. Talk to me about this Bonefish and Tarpon Trust that you got going on and this mangrove sort of restoration or planting that you guys have been doing. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, I'd definitely like to start off talking a little bit about Bonefish and Tarpon Trust. Two fish, right? Bonefish is one, tarpon is another one, and permit. And those are the fish, those game fish that we definitely focus on. Bonefish and Tarpon Trust started with anglers who realized that It looks like the decline of these fisheries. And what can we do as anglers of flats? And they came together and said, let's start an alliance. And wonderful, after 1997, we're still here today where they decided to expand work just from the Florida Keys or that southeastern Florida region to the rest of the Caribbean. And so that's why I have my post as the Caribbean Program Director.
Caribbean Program Director.
Yes, okay, yes. Good. Focusing on Belize, focusing on Mexico, some parts of Cuba. We did work in Cuba as well, but particularly focusing on the works and efforts in the Bahamas.
So talk to me about this. You said that you've planted over the course of what time?
No. Most recently. So all of this happened because there was a need, but not an absolute need. And we started the restoration work because there was an absolute need after Hurricane Dorian. Mm-hmm. And we realized that because Bonefish and Tarpon Trust went out with Michael Steinberg and his team, who mm-hmm. came to Grand Bahama and did a rapid assessment on the damage that happened after Hurricane Dorian. And we realized that over 70% of the mangroves forests that were impacted from the storm on Grand Bahama and Abaco needed restoration. So there was impacts.
70% post-storm, you did the assessment.
Right.
So essentially, you don't know whether or not prior to this, if you needed 50% or if you needed, 30%. Just right. After the storm, you made the assessment.
So I wouldn't ask that from that point on, because Bonefish and Tarpon Trust has always been doing work, has always been doing research, focusing mainly on pre-spawn and aggregation, but looking at the habitats in which those three fish, those flats fisheries move about, and mangroves is a critical habitat for them. Knowing that it's a critical habitat for bonefish in particular, because it's a huge industry in the Bahamas, we needed to revitalize those mangroves areas. And so their assessment after the storm showed us that 70% was impacted, not necessarily all dead. Majority of that 70% were dead, but there were some
damaged.
Who, after a certain period of time, after going out and doing spot investigations, that they were coming back, but they weren't necessarily coming back at the pace to be able to entire ecosystem in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm. And so talk to me about that. So you've identified that now we know this to be the north, sort of the central north, straight north, right there between Abaco and East Grand Bahama. So have you concentrated the planting of the mangroves in that area, or have you kind of dispersed it in the other areas also?
So we've dispersed it into the damaged areas. Bonefish and Tarpon Trust has focused on 51 sites on Grand Bahama and Abaco. 51 sites, and those sites, of course, the study helped us by the area, but we used the knowledge and the expertise of the bonefish guides to help us target specific sites that we should focus on, because they know the area. Hand front, hand back. They know the bonefish areas, where they migrate, how they move about, where they spawn. And so we use the knowledge of the bonefish guides as well as the community to help us to identify the right areas for us to do that restoration work.
So after you've identified those particular areas, you go down there, you plant it, and you sort of nurture it and watch it be able to blossom. And it's been 100,000 down so far. Has this been since post-Dorian?
Post-Dorian. So this is 100,000 that we've done. We do have partners with us who have now formed an alliance called the Bahamas Mangrove Alliance, who are all doing their own similar work. But because we were one of the first ones out of the ground, we are here celebrating this moment in Bonefish and Tarpon Trust history.
Is there like an overarching objective? Is there a number that you guys want to be able to hit within a time frame so you could be able to see sort of rejuvenation in this area?
The goal for BTT, Bonefish and Tarpon Trust, the goal for us was 100,000. We felt like if we got 100,000 in those areas, at least we'd be able to identify the areas of need, and then with hopes that some of those trees that we planned would then become seed-bearing trees to then produce its own seeds, and those seeds be able to continuously flourish the areas.
Now I can get into something. Okay, so before I ask you that question, tell me about the Bahamas Mangrove Alliance, whether mm-hmm. or not there is an overarching objective, knowing that the Bonefish Tarpon Trust, the BTT, like you talked about, knowing that you hit your number, 100,000,
yeah.
right? You did your number.
You won the big number now.
What's
okay.
The big number?
Yeah. So after realizing that we had three really mangrove restoration work in the Bahamas, those three became the founding members of the Bahamas Mangrove Alliance. That would be Waterkeepers Bahamas, Perry Institute for Marine Science, and Bonefish and Dolphin Trust. We came together, formed the alliance now known as Bahamas Mangrove Alliance. We have since then added on two additional members. That would be Friends of the Environment in Abaco, and then we have the Island School in Eleuthera as well. And we're inviting as many different organizations that want to be a part of the Bahamas Mangrove Alliance to do so. I'll give you some information on that later. But the goal is to continue conservation and restoration work throughout the Bahamas. That's the goal of the Bahamas Mangrove Alliance. That alliance is now committed to planting 1 million mangroves end of 2025.
Outside of the 10% that you put in?
Or yes. In addition to.
Okay.
That number will include that. So altogether, we're almost there. Altogether, just from the founding members of the alliance, we're nearly at 300,000. But we're celebrating today the work that BTT has done on its own, planting that 100,000 mangrove. And what we did on Saturday, so we planted our 100,000 mangroves and we celebrated that for about 5 seconds. And then we planted the 100,001 as our commitment towards the 1 million.
The work continues.
Continues.
So tell me, how does this work? Do we go down and just kind of shove it into the... how do we do this? How do we plan it? Talk to me about it.
Sometimes you go on boats. Sometimes you can walk out there. So it's the muddy area. Sometimes you smell the sulfur coming up. But
this is where we planted, right? In this, okay, like this.
Yeah, the mangrove.
Have you ever planted any?
Of course I did. Okay. Of course I did.
I thought you were the overseer. No, put it there. That's true. No,
definitely. So on Saturday, just as an example, we had over 50 volunteers that came out on that day.
So you can volunteer also?
Yes, you can volunteer. Anyone can come. So we've had school groups that were a part of this with us from the beginning. We've had government agencies that have supported us and that have came out. We've had... other NGOs, we've had community, whether they be private or public community groups that came in and were a part of it. So altogether, just thinking about the 5 years that we've been doing this mangrove restoration work, we've had about 1,500 volunteers, just Bonefish and Dolphin Trust. And we don't only just say, come and plant mangroves with us, because it's not only about mangroves. We're doing it because there's a bigger picture, right? It's talking about the conservation of the bonefish flats in the Bahamas.
And preservation of your industry.
Exactly. Preservation of a $169 million industry, Right. Praise God for that.
This is important.
Yeah, because we need to know how the people are benefiting from it. So,
but you know something, I got to be able to commend you and all your, you know, affiliates and those persons who recognize the importance of being able to do this, because for the longest of times, we have been slaved by persons coming into our country, being able to set up industry, developing those things, and then kind of just slash and burn, leave it right there and move on, right? And never being able to replenish, rejuvenate, revive the environment.
Yeah.
And so with Bonefish and Tarpon Trust being able to plant 100 mangroves, especially...
100,000.
100,000.
Mm-hmm.
100,000.
Yes.
And one. Let's just not forget that one is important, right? Yes. So you've planted these particular things, and it really shows your dedication, your commitment, your idea to preservation, to rejuvenation, to longevity, to sustainability in our environment. So I want to be able to commend you guys for that.
Thank you. And we do it because we see the benefits for the Bahamian fisheries. We want to focus on fisheries management. Of course, this is a huge part of it, helping to identify healthy ecosystems around the fisheries that are living and thriving and benefiting from healthy mangroves, the flats, the seagrasses, all that you could think of. But not only that, the benefit that it, for the fishing guides, for the communities where these lodges are, just the trickle-down economic impact that the bonefish industry have on these areas, on our islands.
So when do you have a day, a time in mind where they see this 1 million mangroves planted?
Well, it's going to happen over time. It's going to happen much quicker than you would think.
Because you get partners.
could we have partners? And that's why it was so successful, because we didn't do it by ourselves. We did it with partners. And you're going to see some of our partners having their own plantings, but it all goes towards the overarching goal that Bahamas Mangrove Alliance has decided to work towards, and that's the 1 million mangroves.
So 10 years? 5 years?
I don't think so. I think we've committed to 1 million by the end of 2025, and so we're really pushing towards that. And the alliance...
You know it's 2024, right?
I know it's 2024, and I know that next year is 2025. And I'm telling you that we're almost there, along with our partners, and we definitely could get the work
done. So all those persons who are conservatives at heart and want to be able to help in these particular areas, let them know how they can be able to reach out to you. If there's a website, if there's a number, if they want to be able to volunteer, how can they participate in what you're doing? Let persons know.
Yeah, Bonefish Endowment Trust is definitely going to be having more plantings. We're going to have our own crew plantings, internal plantings, as well as community plantings. We'll definitely have those posted on our social media accounts. You could reach us at BTT242, or you could search Bahamas, Bonefish Endowment Trust, Bahamas. Or if you want to be just a part of the Bahamas Mangrove Alliance, you could join us. And we could send you information, send us an email, info@BahamasMangroveAlliance.org. So those are two ways to be involved. You could be involved directly with BTT, or you could be involved as a member or partner of the Bahamas Mangrove Alliance.
Okay, so tell me about this, BTT242.com?
No, that's our Facebook site.
Oh, BTT242?
Yeah, BTT242. You can search that up.
BTT242.
Right.
Okay, so this is on Facebook.
Right.
Okay.
And our email, our website is btt.org. Very easy.
BTT.org.
Yeah.
Okay. And so all the information will be in there in terms of persons being able to, some people like to call. I just wanted to hear your voice. I hear you on Harvard Show.
Yeah.
So people want to know. So are the numbers available on your website also?
The numbers are also available on our website.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
But the easiest way to reach us would be by those points, because,
then also info@BahamasAlliance.
info@BahamasMangroveAlliance.org.
Mangrove. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So I'm just trying to be able to put everything down.
No problem. All right, so I
like this. Okay, I like this, and like I said, I really got to commend you guys for being able to do this. I want to celebrate with you as you put 100,000 mangroves in the ground, especially after this. Now I want to know this from you.
Mm-hmm.
How is the environment for sustainability? How is the environment for growth? How have the 100,000 plants that you've planted already, how are they faring in the waters right now?
So one of the methods that we have been using is identifying the sites that have been damaged, but not removing the damaged mangroves, because they also serve a purpose. So we're planting our seedlings around some of that dead, those dead trees, those dead mangroves there, because they're going to act as barriers until the little trees become bigger trees. And they're also containing carbon into the ground in those areas. So it's important for them to remain there and allow the revitalization to happen through the new seedlings that we have planted. It still looks very gloomy when you go there. It's sad. And if your heart is in, if you don't feel heartbroken just thinking about what burned Dorian, then I don't know if you have a soul, because it's very dreadful out there, which means that we definitely need to do more plantings. We need to be able to do more community outreach. We need to educate more, because there's a lot of work that has to be done.
Is there a projection for how many seedlings will actually catch? Do you have this sort of a projection? Like,
so
they put a million in the ground.
Yeah.
You got 70% of these particular catching. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, so that's the study that we're doing, the Bahamas Mangrove Alliance. We're doing that. The Perry Institute did a report card on mangroves just recently that was able to determine some of the damages, or the index to the damage that happened during Dorian. And we're going to come back together as a alliance now to look at what we have planted since then, and the survivability of those mangroves that were planted.
I want to thank you, man. Is there anything else you want to be able to put on the table? I thank you so very kindly. I'm going to be able to read through your book. I like this, Bonefish and Tarpon Journal. This is a complimentary copy of being able to look at these things. It's just beautiful, man.
Yeah.
You guys are committed to some great stuff out there.
Definitely committed to science, definitely committed to research and bringing those elements together for community awareness. So just allowing me the space to talk about the work that we've done, to Absolutely. Be able to celebrate our guides, to be able to celebrate our restoration crew.
I thank you so very kindly, ladies and gentlemen. That's none other than Rashima Ingram, all the way here. Well, she is the Caribbean coordinator.
Program director.
Caribbean program director. And this is big because you think sometimes you hear about these things, you think it's local, you think it's right here, but this is regional.
Yeah.
And you're being able to reach all these things. So I want to be able to commend you. I want to be able to commend Bonefish and Tarpon Trust for being able to take this step, and also Bahamas Mangrove Alliance for being able to forge significant relationships with you to take those big steps.
Yeah.
And being able to help our environmental conservation. It's important. It is wonderful to see you, and don't be a stranger.
I won't be.
Come back
Thank
again
you.
And talk to us about when you get 100 apples in the ground.
Okay.
Yeah. That's also for the conservation of my business. This will be decent, right? Ladies and gentlemen, quick break. Going to be right back after this.
The foundation.
The foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this. The foundation.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Craving enough? It's at Marco's Pizza. Our signature calzones feature our handmade dough,
stuffed with toppings,
our fresh three cheese blend, served with a side of pizza sauce. For a limited time, order two. That's right, two of our two topping calzones and 1 liter Coke
for only $15.
Restrictions apply. Customize your calzones right now at marcospizzabahamas.com. Now closing at 11:30 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
It's that time of year again, and Colombian Emeralds International wants to show our appreciation to you, our valuable customers, with our annual customer sale. 50% plus an additional 15% off on Friday, December the 13th and Saturday, December the 14th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at their Rawson Square and Port Lucaya Freeport locations. There'll be prizes and surprises every hour. So come and celebrate this holiday season with some sparkle and give the gift of memories that will last a lifetime with Colombian Emeralds.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk. All day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. 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 The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation, live and in full effect. You can't go to sleep and wake up, right? You then got 6,000 things that you got to talk about. You thought you were going to be able to stay on one thing, man. This country continues to swing left, right, and all over the place with issues that abound. We got to deal with this, man. And we got to find a way to be able to do so with decency and order, just as an observation for me, just as an overarching observation, right? As I step back from a panoramic view, right? Because I ain't in nobody business. I ain't in a part of nobody party. Ain't nobody giving me nothing. I just want to be very clear. I got no skin in the game, no horse in the race. But from a panoramic standpoint, as I step back and I look at this, I assess this. I assess it from January, both locally and internationally, and as we get closer to December and we bottleneck as we prepare ourselves to move over and step over that threshold into a new year, I see these things. And as the assessment, I feel as though that this country is fighting with corruption. I want to say that. And it's not the perceived corruption that you see. It's the inconsistency, it's the casual approach, it's this sort of an idea of being able to be lackadaisical and just being able to sit back and expect things to happen, but not necessarily making things happen. I think that is sort of our Achilles heel. We expect things to happen. There was an idea that we have faith, but we have a poor record in terms of applying that faith and working that faith, we as a people. And that casual approach with the expectation of things to be able to happen, and it didn't happen. No one actually applies faith. They apply themselves to a darker area. I just want to be decent as I say this. I'm not saying this for no one specific person. This goes political. This goes personal. This goes from the pulpit. This goes in the private sector. All the P's you could find. This goes far and wide throughout our country. That you've spoken to us and we acknowledge and identify the fact that faith is a necessity. But no one understands that to get that faith from a kinetic from a potential standpoint and find the kinetic application for growth and development, you got to work the thing. What we're seeing now in 2024, based upon my observation from the panoramic standpoint, stepping back, is persons are beginning to work some things. Can I say that? Can I say that? Can we talk it like this? As we look now and we identify these things, when we start off with crime and this kind of about crime and what needs to happen with crime, there's never been any significant application. No pressure was placed on the thing to work crime. We saw them shut down an area, concentrated, say you can shut down, where's the place? Camp Road. Right? So you had some people in there and you make us feel like you can be able to do some stuff like that. Then it died down. Then we see some amplified perspective where persons are on the road and the police are out there. Then it died down. And then Michael Johnson come to the forefront with all these issues and allegations and speculations and so forth and so on. The entire country ingested this information. You had Sylvanus, Sylvanus, being able to be a whistleblower from across the waters, talking about these things. Even he, they attempted to quiet him, whoever the day is, quote unquote, the day. They attempted to quiet him, and then that died down. Now the United States of America, right? The fella said he could never win a case because he saw it was James Brown or Joe Brown versus United States of America. He said it was always the United States of America. Has taken on this kind of position to be able to identify strategic persons within the Royal Bahamas Police Force to indicate or make allegations of their involvement in some deep darkness. Now all of a sudden, we won't be able to get into these things. Man, I'm sick and tired of this, you know. This was the issue before anybody said it was the issue. We knew that this was the issue. But you're content. We live in this kind of a space in this country where we see it, we speak it, and then we throw our hands in the air and say, what you can do, baby? What you could do? Man, it is what it is. You all have taken that. My God, I just want to be decent. You have taken that, woven it, wrapped it up inside our casual conversation and even formal conversations of what happened from a political standpoint and said, what you could do? You've already identified the issue. You articulate the issue, you could spread it out far and wide as to exactly what needs to be done. And then after that, you throw your hands in the air and say, what you could do? It is what it is. The only remedy many of us believe we have is when another political organization comes in. This is bananas. Now we see it in Junkanoo. Can I say that? Is it okay that we have this conversation? The last time we saw the troubling of the water in Junkanoo is when Jeffrey Lloyd took on this sort of a mantra to say that if I was in charge of this, I would have done this, 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 this. He made some modifications. He tried to be able to do those things. He tried to organize it in a particular manner. You all like to kill the man for that anyhow. Then you return to your regularly scheduled program. Now, based upon the stories that bombard me on a day-to-day basis, the information that we ingest, we read it in, we take it in, we consume it every day about Junkanoo, the thing that we love and we enjoy. Now, there's a fear that you may not have Junkanoo at all, because the JCNP has taken on this kind of position that, and I just want to be very clear, right? Let me open up the story and let me read this so we can be able to see exactly what's what. This is a disappointing, according to sources within the JCP, Junkanoo will be canceled. Tickets will be refunded. And they will sue the government for interference. They are two Valley boys to blame. The Valley boys. This is some information that's being able to come through. I want to talk about this. Now, we've spoken about this prior. And I want you guys to be able to join me in conversation. It's only me in the studio. Tomorrow I'll have one of the persons being able to join us right after they have this meeting this evening, right? After the JCNP and whoever else has this meeting this evening, tomorrow I'm going to be able to invite one of my good friends in the studio so we can be able to have this kind of a conversation and we could hear from the horse's mouth as to exactly what the issue is and what they continue to be able to grapple with. JCNP considering postponing Junkanoo parades due to political interference. This is a very strong position. The JCNP has taken this kind of autonomy to another level. They've taken autonomy to another level. You understand? They've taken the idea of autonomy, right? An entity that's fueled, funded by the purse of the government, who has making power outside of the government for the purposes of non-interference. I think it take it too far. This is just Howard Grant. This is as I observe it. It's kind of an idea that it's almost like you are an organization unto yourself, a quasi-government unto yourself, as something that's set up on your own. You're Hong Kong in China. That's how it seems. But I don't think that was the intent of what the government does. And I think if we're going to be able to go by rules, regulations, and read on what's on the paper, I think if we're going to go by the rules, regulations, and the land, the law of the land, I think the way forward Junkanoo Group was registered in the Valley Boys name. This is just me. This is just based upon the information that I ingest. The Registrar General registered these people. The fight should not be between the two Junkanoo groups and the JCNP. From a governmental standpoint, everything has taken its course. From a governmental standpoint, these persons have crossed their T's and dotted their I's and gone through every process necessary with formality before they presented themselves in a particular light. Now, I would say that the minister possibly jumped the gun at the onset by being able to pronounce these things that all persons are going to be able to get seed funding. And so you murky the water with this sort of this declaration, because F groups don't get $30,000. So taking on this kind of position and saying what you say has placed people in this kind of position. It's in a hold on. Wait. They got to be an A group. This is the formality. We've gone through the Registrar General. We've gone through. You could be able to see legally on paper, we're formed. We have our lawyers. We have this. We have that. Why would you deny us an opportunity simply because of your feelings? Simply because of your relationships? Simply because of your proximity to someone that you're familiar with without being able to acknowledge the law? This is me. As I look at this, the law is the law. It don't make modifications based upon relationship. It don't make modifications based upon proximity. It don't care who is who, brother. My God, I just want to be decent. Law does not care and has no affiliation or concern about proximity, family, or victimization. Law don't care about that. It's law. And if we look at the law, one group was compliant and another was not. That's just basic. If we look at the group that was compliant, why aren't we affording these particular persons an avenue to be able to execute? Why would you hold up the Saxons? Why would you hold up one family? Why would you hold up the roots? Why would you hold up Genesis? Why would you hold up prodigal son? Everybody else, because you are wrapped in your emotion. I just want to know. Why would you stop this idea of people coming from far and wide to enjoy the energy that exists on Rawson Square, on Bay Street? Why? Why would you stop potentially millions of dollars coming into this country with heads and beds and all of the things that work together in connection to ensure that our first quarter looks good? Why would you stop money to be able to come to vendors who already didn't get things set aside to sell a little hot dog, to sell the peanuts, to sell the soda, the juice, the beer, whatever they're selling? Promotion. I just want to know. I don't know. Why? Why would you hold up the production of the entire country to be able to pop your chest open and show the E? Because it ain't an S, it's an E. For your enormous ego, man, I just want to be decent. This is egotistical, self-centered. And if we are looking at the law, let's look at the law. Now, if you're not looking at the law, then go with your feelings. But I cannot logically argue with you if you are presenting an emotional position, JCNP. To me, I got to hear this whole side. I got some information here I want to read for y'all. I ain't going to tell you who write it. I ain't going to tell you who and who send it to me. But I got it. I got an email that was sent this morning at 7:30 a.m. And it copied two people. It copied three people. Sent to two people, copied three people. And then it spoke specifically to the leadership of the JCNP, making strong suggestions and indicating that the allegations associated with these particular suggestions are unwarranted, unfounded assertions, experienced, cherished by Bahamians for all walks of life. As a leader of an entity, the government, and by extension, the Bahamian people, are your stakeholders and your partners. This is a government entity from the highest of caliber sending a letter indicating that you should come off your perched cloud, this perched high chair, simply because you seek to be able to contend and retain this rhythm of operation. Well, my God, if anything 2024 has shown you, that the rhythm of your operation, if you are moving anything untoward and not moving in the direction of law and order and ensuring at the end of this path is justice, 2024 has shown you that the kinetic energy, that kind of a move, that steady move that you were making to make sure that some people were taken care of, that these individuals are taken care of, allegedly, and not moving in accordance to ensuring that you do the job for the people that you were sent here to do, all of this coming crashing down on your head. 2024 has shown everyone that. It don't matter who you is. It don't matter what position you sit in. It don't matter if you're Puff Daddy. It don't matter if you are T.D. Jakes. It don't matter if you are local. 2024 has shown you that your time is up. And it only took time to get right round to the JCNP. This is an easy fix. We follow the letter of the law and move forward. The line's open, guys. Quick break. Going to be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Kelly's House and Home, be your one-stop shop this holiday season. We have Christmas decorations, beautiful giftware, linens for every room in your home, paint, and of course, toys. If you don't know what to buy someone, we can recommend a Kelly's House and Home gift card. Visit our website at Kelly's Even Easier with in-store pickup. We're open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. and on Sundays through December 22nd from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Your health is important. Don't trust it with just anyone. Welcome to New Life Natural Vegetation Cell Food Limited. We stock an extensive range of health foods, alternative medicines, and organic produce with a wide variety of special dietary foods, herbal teas, and herbal medicines. New Life also carries natural, organic, and environmentally friendly soaps, body lotions, and other skincare products. Stop by our state-of-the-art alkaline deli and try our all-healthy and all-natural tasty choices. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can answer any questions you may have. We offer on-site consultations on nutrition, diet, and healthy alternatives to disease and ailments. New Life cares about you and your health needs. We're located in the Independence Drive Business Park, East Street South, south of the Independence Roundabout. Visit our website at www.newlife1020.com. Let your food be your medicine.
This holiday season, stay connected to the ones you love with Alive. Switch today and get 5 gigabytes of data free with your first 30-day plan. Whether you're sharing holiday moments or enjoying Jeonkunuwon Bay, Alive keeps you connected all season long. Visit BeAlive.com to make the switch today. It's good to be alive.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh New York all day.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9. There is a call for the Philip Brave Davis, Prime Minister of the country, should fire his cultural minister and the cohorts inside the JCNP. This is relentlessly being able to identify firing. I just don't know whether or not that can yield the satisfaction that we're looking for. I don't know whether or not we are, if we're content with just being able to transition one person to another. We've seen that recently. We've seen that with the rolling out of Commissioner of Police, Clayton Fernandez, in his particular capacity, with all the issues that continue to be able to surround the Royal Bahamas Police Force. We saw persons retire. We saw persons step away, having casual conversations, very quiet conversations with police officers. They're indicating their dismay, their discomfort within the force and being able to rate themselves. And so you call for this firing and then you move one person and put in another. Is this almost like a token leadership sitting in this kind of a position? Is there this idea that you will still be able to perform and execute according to what was set before, whatever agenda was set behind the scenes? This is just what we ask as the country. Are we going to be able to feel and identify the relief? Are you going to be able to restore the name of the country that all of us love? That y'all made billions of dollars of VAT for because we is good, decent people. We is pay our money to you. We just pay VAT. We pay our real property tax. We pay our VAT. We pay this. We pay that. We pay all these things. You're asking us for more money potentially for NIB. We are good, decent people. We only making a little piece of change, and we're still doing our part. Now, you are the authority in the position who is responsible for ensuring that the ship that is the Bahamas move circumspectly into the future. And you don't do that. These allegations, God, our heart wrench, our jaw drop. We cannot believe this because we're working hard to pay our part, to do our part. And look at what happened in here. Look at this. So you move one person to another, but you're not saying to me, this is the reform that's going to be coming to the Royal Bahamas Police Force. We get rid of this, this, and this. We've identified an internal division that we've outsourced. There's a division that we will outsource in the Royal Bahamas Police Force that we've hired 1,500 people to be able to identify, should be able to perform his or her duty circumspectly. And if he or this particular person does not perform these things, boom, 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 we will be able to bring them before a committee to review their performance and to make a determination as to whether or not they'll transition off of the force. You ain't saying these things to us. All you're saying is you move one person to, that ain't helping me. You ain't saying nothing. You're not telling me whether or not you're going to have what we used to call in the hotel mystery shoppers to identify these things. You're not saying to the public division to ensure that you can call in if you have any problems like this, this, and this, and this entity will be separate and apart. We call in Crime Stoppers every day. Well, child, that call has gone to Miami. And if you have any problems, we call in Crime Stoppers. So you knew before this came to the forefront that we had a problem with providing information to the Royal Bahamas Police Force. You knew that. You knew that. And as knowing that, you created an entity to capture information from the public. But you didn't do that for this. You didn't do that. When you going to fix this? Not casually, not to appease those persons from a political standpoint to say, well, what else you want? He didn't shift it. We want change. We want growth. We want development. We want a future that we could believe in and a force that we could trust. That's what we want. We don't want this casual approach of being able to move back and forth between your politics. We are sick and tired of it. We want change. 323-622-322-5431-6-325-4259, anywhere from the Family Violence 242-300-5720. Hit me up 422-4796. This is 2 minutes before we get out of here. Let me see if I can take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Boy, always good afternoon. How you doing, my brother?
Anton, I know you ain't gonna talk to me for 2 minutes.
You're darn right, but that.
So
but
you might as well call back. Okay, go on, try.
Catch you on the next side, if that's okay.
Go ahead, that's fine.
Okay, good afternoon to the nation. Howard, tell me this before I start. Who are you suggesting is running afoul of the law as it relates to this Valley Boys matter? Because that's what it really is.
Yeah, it is a Valley Boys matter. Now, based upon the information I've seen, I've read, and understand, if you are registered with the entities of the government, then the fight should never be, it should never come from the JCNP. This doesn't come before the JCNP, in my personal humble opinion. If I'm registered...
So are you suggesting then that it's the JCNP who is running a
file? The JCNP has come out to the forefront today and indicated that they won't be having John Canoe. There's a possibility that they won't be having
that. Let me hop back in now. This is a Bali Boys mess, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. And so on your show and on other shows, I spoke to this Matt Howard, mm-hmm. and I said if the prime minister doesn't nip this in the butt, mm-hmm. then it's going to expose and implicate his government, his cabinet, right? Mm-hmm. And now we see it has gone beyond that because it is messing with the entire Junkanoo realm,
all of
our number one cultural expression in this country to the world and nationally to citizens. Howard, mm-hmm. this is a stink mess to low hell and high heaven. And mm-hmm. it's a Valley Boys mess that should never be allowed to spill out the way it is being allowed to spill out. Going back to some of the things that you spoke to. You can hear me clearly?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go quick, quickly. We got 2 seconds.
Look, the authority in this country as it relates to John Canoe, it is the JCNP. It is not the government of the Bahamas. The authority that the government itself established to rule over John Canoe. Just like how you heard the speaker in the House told the leader of the opposition, the Prime Minister does not rule the Parliament. She rules over the authority and the rules and regulations that govern the Parliament. Well, in this case, that is the JCNP. You can't get around them, Howard. They are the legal authority.
When I come back, I can read this letter that came from a high authority within the government indicating that the JCNP...
Howard, let me just say this one thing before I catch you on the next side.
You got to let me take a break. Go ahead. Go say it quick.
If there's an issue with the JCNP, the right means to have done it would have been through a private communication between the government and the JCNP. And if they couldn't resolve it on behalf of the Valley Boys, the only other authority that could resolve it legally is the judiciary, Howard.
Okay, now.
I'll catch you on the next side.
Catch me on the next side. Let me talk about this JCNP people. And to be able to cut off the bread and butter, the enjoyment, the entertainment, and the spark of a new year, like you've done for a very long time, that rests on your shoulder, the responsibility for executing that, you can't just renege on your responsibility. You can't do that. Quick break, get to news. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Monday, December 9th, my grandmother's birthday. If you get anything off of, I ain't telling you go do it. I ain't tell you throw your money in the situation. But I said to you, if you yield anything from the crop, my God, from what thou hast planted, make sure you come look for me. Just leave it downstairs with Jenny. Praise God, I will send it to Grammy. She would enjoy that. It's a beautiful day, guys. Just talking about what's going on in the country. I want to be able to talk a little bit about politics right after this. But I have not. I feel like this is sort of the blurring of the lines. Right. From a political standpoint, I feel like this is the blurring of the lines. I feel like we're getting a little bit of our politics involved. Now, I don't know whether or not this is because of proximity with the relationship between the Prime Minister and the head of the Way Forward Group. I don't know. I know that there are speculations, but I can say, based upon what I've seen, what I've read, all this information is out there for all. There has been transparency and there has been formality approached by one group. And then another group relied upon former relationships and former positions. Can I say that? I mean, just based upon what we ingested. I'm not intimately involved in this, but I'm looking, I'm reading. And as I read, I could see formality. And then behind that formality becomes... It feels as though people have taken the liberty of making a decision based upon proximity and relationship to be able to put other persons in a position. That's me just trying to be decent with you, just based upon my observation. All right, we should have Anton back on. Anton, go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up? Go ahead, Anton.
Well, Howard, let me tell you before I say anything. I always appreciate, let me say this publicly, I always fully appreciate when you seek to be the most decent.
I try to be.
In my view, that is when the best of you comes forward in the talk show where I'm out with.
I thank you, Anton.
Because you don't lean left or right. You walk straight down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we need more of in the country. If we're going to see any real change and not just lip service. You hear me, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
Let me finish my point. And I ain't got much to say. I just can wrap it up right here.
Mm-hmm.
As I've already established, Howard, in my view, and in all, with all the information that
I've been following closely, being a Valley Boy supporter all my life, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Going to Junkanoo parades from the Nassau Beach time, way back when, mm-hmm. Howard, right? As a little boy, Howard, look, man, where there's a difference or a government organs, right? For instance, Registrar General's Department, who deals with the registration of name, the Business License Department, who deals with licensing you to conduct business, where there's a difference with even including the government ministries, being the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture. Mm-hmm. And I think, in my view, that's where the problem was split wide open mm-hmm. and came into being an even bigger problem that threaded around implicating the Junkanoo community. Mm-hmm. Because how could you have the leading legal government entity, being the JCNP, who made a decision and coming behind the decision that one of the Junkanoo group for the Valley Boys is going to be the other is going to be a fund group. How do you then come behind, how do you square giving the same level of funding to an F group as you give to an A group when you have B groups in between and A groups who are going to be crying a foul in the Junkanoo community? That didn't just rest between the government and the JCNP at that point. Mm-hmm. I said that before. It implicated the entire Junkanoo community mm-hmm. because of the unfairness of the decision, Howard. Do you understand what I'm saying? Howard, yes, yes. You understand what I'm
yes,
saying?
Yes, 100% I understand what you're saying.
Okay, I'll end I right here, Howard. You. See, this matter speaks to such matters, highlights such matters, open the wounds of such matters of status quo in this country, Howard, and expresses just how compromised we are in the Bahamas, right up to the levels of compromise that was allowed to enter into, right up to the executive, right down to the parliament, right down to the Senate. Howard, we have the same argument that's been going on in the parliament from Halston Moultrie's time as speaker, but even before, because I was raising that argument for these 20 years, where we have, in the parliament, it used to be a balance where the backbench was bigger than the executive. And therefore, you had to truly justify a decision in order to get it to pass in the parliament. But nowadays, Howard, that is not the case for the last 20, 30 years in our country. We've had where the executive has compromised the parliament because of the size of the executive being bigger than the size of the backbench in the parliament. Therefore, mm-hmm. whatever the government of the day decides, it will happen. That is not the way parliament is meant to operate. And it's a compromise. And it goes back to what I've been speaking to, what the former speaker has been speaking to, and perhaps many others in the country. When you have an entity who has to rely on the government of the Bahamas for its funding, Howard, where the government doesn't give and guarantee the independence of that entity can become, not necessarily is, will fall to being submissive and compromised to the government of the Bahamas, as we saw in this situation that we're discussing right now, Howard. How could you have a parliament that still has to beg the government for money in order to operate? How could you have a judiciary? Well, Mr. Davis corrected that one. Prime Minister Davis corrected that compromised position in the country because the judiciary is no longer having to rely on and beg the government for its independence in order to operate as a judiciary. So that's one step in the right direction. We have to correct all of these steps, Howard, not just with the JCNP, but from the Royal Bahamas Police Force to the Royal Bahamas Defense Force to how we choose who's going to sit in the Senate to providing proper funding in order for the executive, meaning cabinet ministers, to properly execute their jobs for and on behalf of behemoths to advance our country in a real way. Howard, there is so much compromise and all of these things, Howard. I spoke to in about 100 policy and legislative recommendations I provided to leadership in our country. I spoke to them, Howard, because they're on my heart like I could see the back of my hand. You understand what I'm saying to you, Howard?
Yeah.
We have some serious issues, my brother. But I'll put it to you this way. I'll end right here. I pray that Prime Minister Davis, as a guardian of law in this country, as a man of integrity and character in the country, as a KC in the country, steps in and makes right what has gone afoul, because a lot of foul has taken place on the side of the government and it is compromising the very entity that the government instituted, the JCNP. And we need to take a step back. The egos need to take a step back. And if we don't, this is going to be another nightmare for us as the PLP government on the campaign trail. Mark my words. Thank you for the opportunity. God bless all.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate that. If this is a black eye, let's just call it, it's a proverbial black eye. If you want to identify this as a black eye on the government, right? Simply because the government doesn't necessarily have everyone in accordance, in a line. Everyone doesn't come, is not subjected to the idea of governance. People believe that autonomy means that I could make my decision no matter what. Not necessarily in accordance to the overarching objective of what the government's doing, or not necessarily in accordance to a constitutional objective, in accordance to an emotional position, and an egotistical position, a position that says that I want to be able to put this in my pocket. This has happened for X amount of years. I don't know. This is just, we're just having conversations here. I'm saying to you that this kind of a rogue approach is going to be a black eye. If it is a black eye, the PLP get more than one black eye. My God, and you only got two eyes. You're getting blows. The PLP is getting significant blows. And we've seen that most recently when the Prime Minister went to St. Barnabas. We've seen persons being able to come to St. Barnabas. They've chosen St. Barnabas specifically simply because, let's get deep with this. Simply because Shannon Dawn is in that constituency. This deep, you know. The PLP, listen to me. If anything the PLP knows how to do, they know how to campaign. They know how to fight from a political standpoint for their position. Now, the country has shown us that you're not always successful. The country has shown us that the rhythm, no matter your fight, no matter the intensity of your political fight, your insight, the information that you bring to the forefront, the country has essentially turned their back on you. Similar to how Renard Henfield turned his back on Leslie Miller. You remember that when Leslie was walking up to Renard, when we had the remarch, and Renard said, turn your back on us. Jesus God, it's the man, turn your back on Leslie Miller. That was it. The country has turned their back on you from a political standpoint. No matter how good your campaign is, my God, no matter how good your campaign is, the country has decided. In 2007, we've decided to turn our back on the PLP. In 2012, we've decided to turn our back on the FNM. In 2017, we've decided to turn our back on the PLP. No matter how good the rhythm of your words were, no matter how the soothsayers came out to try to be able to speak to the grassroots and get them charged up, the country has decided. And that's what we're seeing right now. All these blows that are happening for you, it's not going good in your stead. What's happening in the Royal Bahamas Police, it is horrible. The other day I saw a police pull somebody over on the road. My God, where he was. My wife and I was passing. This had to have been Camp Road. I think I was headed south on Camp Road. And we saw like the police up ahead. And as we passed, we didn't know if they were in the road or whatever the case may be. But as we pass, all I hear is the police officer. The police officer say, yeah, but that's what y'all want. And that's what y'all want. Telling this to the driver. Yeah, but this what y'all want. This what y'all want. And me and my wife laugh. Now, we don't know the context. We don't know the context of what happened. But it was fresh in our minds what was happening in the Royal Bahamas Police Force. And so because we saw the police out in significant numbers, and we heard the officer just in some, sort of an air shot just passing by, yeah, but this what y'all want. It only draw us back to an idea of the transparency that the country continues to be able to yell for, and the accountability that we continue to yell for and yell at the Royal Bahamas Police Force. We're watching this, man. We are disappointed in you. We are. I just want to say this to you. We're disappointed in the Royal Bahamas Police Force. Now, you know, you're not about to make any decisions, and you can't. this is not a, like a Vanilla Sky, right? Was that the Tom Cruise movie? This was in like this, those kind of, you can't predetermine who is going to make that sort of a, that, was it Vanilla Sky? Was that the movie? Right? When they knew the crime that you would commit before you committed the crime. And they would come and lock you up because prior to your intention, you can't do that, not in real life. You can't do that. And you find yourself in this kind of a position. We are disappointed. I just want to say that to you. We're disappointed. And I'm not here to shoot breeze. I tell you, I ain't got no skin in the game. They F and M and say, how do you do this? We can give you a nomination. Nothing, nothing. I might as well tell you that now. Nothing. The FNME and say, Howard, we can give you a check. Howard, we can give you a nomination. None of this. None of this. Nothing. Nothing. The COI definitely ain't promised me nothing. No other fringe organization could promise me nothing, and the PLP ain't promised me nothing either. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed that we always have to be diplomatic post-calamity. I'm disappointed with you. I'm disappointed that you believe that the protocol for restitution, the protocol for reformation is a significant debacle, calamity, disaster of leadership. You want to be, let's be decent. Let's be decent. You know, we know these people. Everyone has a job. People have families to feed. Yeah, but you know, these are only allegations. Listen, man. Garden leaves for everybody. Bam! Till we figure this out. There got to be integrity here. We shouldn't have to see four and five things happen before the commission of police make a determination within himself that this should be something that we change. And no one say nothing yet about the Minister of National Security. None. No one. This happened under your leadership. No one. The Prime Minister has accepted the resignation of the Commission of Police. He's taken that and he stepped back. Now, we don't know whether or not this new commissioner is going to be able to really set things straight, or is it just going to be the same old, same old? We don't know. We're waiting to see. And you know what? And coming in on this sort of the tail end of such disastrous leadership in the Royal Bahamas Police Force, it diminishes the celebration that should be associated with the first woman formerly in this position. And so you look at it with jaundiced eyes. You looked at it with significant skepticism, and you say whether or not the PLP is trying to be able to pull on the heartstrings of the Bahamian people by causing us to be able to celebrate on one hand, and on the other hand, being able to diminish the scrutiny that we won't put on you. We got to put this on you. We got to deal with this. Out loud, verbally, the disappointment exists within our hearts, and it is maneuvering through our veins right down to the ends of our index fingers as we are about to go put an X for one party or another. Our fingertips will remind us in due time and due season, don't you forget that this was the administration that didn't take care of this, this, and this. The PLP needs to be stronger. Not with the condemnation of the Free National Movement, stronger with the administration that exists under your watch. The PLP need to be stronger, not with condemnation of being able to say what Michael Pintard is or isn't, what Shannon Dawn is or isn't, stronger with what's happening in the administration of men and women that you appoint that serve at your pleasure. This corruption has to stop. Today is the ninth day of December. 22 more days left in this month before we step over into a new year. The PLP is getting ready for, and everyone is really getting ready for Christmas parties. You're getting ready for celebration. You're getting ready to eggnog. You want to buy a little wine, send that, put a little ribbon on that for somebody. You're buying your vodka. You're buying your coconut rum, whatever you're buying. You're getting in celebration mode, but this is no time to celebrate. This ain't no time to celebrate. You need to fire some people. Stop playing. 2025, by the end of the first quarter of next year, you are full swing in election mode. And if you don't make these modifications now, in the next 22 days, because this ain't hard. It's easy for you. You can do this quickly. You can do this quickly. Over 3,000 people on the Royal Bahamas Police Force. 12 people called. What you have in the basket. Get rid of these people. Listen. Deal with it in the court. Deal with it in the court. Get rid of these people. Get rid of the bad apples. Get rid of it. Stop it. There are people out here paying taxes. They pay VAT. They pay everything they got to be able to do. They paying tithes in church, Jesus God. They paying everything. They paying the school fee. They pinching. They can only eat good on one day of the month when they get paid. And then ramen noodles all the rest of the time because they won't be good, decent citizens. They ain't teeth for nothing. They ask nobody for nothing. They're working. They're trying to figure out how they could use their skill set to expand their jobs and expand the opportunities for their families. They got to make modifications that before they even get intimate with their significant other, they got to make sure, hey, baby, you didn't take your pills and things, because they are thinking they don't have enough money to take care of families. And we have to sit in this position to make a determination as to whether or not you can fire someone for these allegations. Fire these people. You know, two ways about this. Find a way to temporarily separate yourself from them, fix this issue, and then let's return to this before December out. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Howard Grant.
What's up, my brother?
Enough respect, my brother. Real talk. You know, I kind of agree with Anton with the JLCP or whatever, right? And I agree with you. I mean, you all do kind of contrast, but I think I lean on Anton because I listen to what he's saying, and it sounds more optimistic. But here's what I really wanted to touch on that I'm not hearing anybody in the media speaks about, because plenty of people, I guess most of us live in glass, in ivory towers, because I'm talking about encounters. I agree with you as it relates to the police force and the PM and all those focusing on the mace in the house when something else is in their face in the house. You see what I'm saying, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
You know, even the Minister of Foreign Affairs, I don't want to call his name, I'm not looking for any fame and carrying any blame. And I'm a free slave, I can't be tamed. Now, they liken this mace scenario amidst all of this saga, this corruption saga, right? Which is a serious dilemma, right, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm upset about is in listening to all the infrastructural changes that they want to implement, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I did not hear, which is very concerning for me as a citizen, right? Notwithstanding my policing encounters and all the injustices that I've suffered over the decades, right? I could give you stories. And I hope you guys be listening to Squoosh Brown anyhow. Because Squoosh and me and many others were speaking the truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Howard, how often did I came on the radio in a panoramic view and said that in order to fight crime, you have to start from A and then move on to B and then to C would be the citizen. You heard me say that over and over, right?
Yeah, we talked about this.
So we have all the answers as citizens, but they don't listen. We don't listen to one another, but here's what really upset me the most, different from the lack of implementation, the haste, post-haste of the implementation of body cams, right? In the front of the vehicle, in the back of the vehicle, on their hands and all as they enter people's homes. What is frightening for me is the fact that the officers are being allowed to operate with impunity by when they carry out search warrants. They come to you as if somebody's Pablo Escobar or Bin Laden. The guns don't match their information, and they intimidate you. And there's 50, 60 of them.
Even when they're coming into your business establishment.
Right, Howard, but it's amazing they didn't know what was going on within their entity. But yes, I want everybody to listen. You realize to know that these guys have no form of identification on them? Here's where the problem lies. The complaints you were asking if I have any witness. The witnesses who was there, they're afraid, right? I said the witness is the other officer. I just apparently knew his name because his out island is my old man. So we started a little dialogue and a conversation and to try to humanize the situation. So what I'm saying is the onus was on me to have a witness when his co-workers and other females and other officers right there as witnesses watch this brutalization take place. But they're asking me for documentation, hence no camera. So the citizen is a disadvantage altogether. And then the turn around, they don't have any identification, no names and no numbers. Now, I could understand if they're going for Bin Laden or Chavez or something like that, right? They could want to conceal their identity. But me as a normal citizen, you don't need to do that for me. So if you have no ID, This shows you the level of obfuscation and the level of corruption, because you don't want anybody to identify you. Number one, you're not wearing cameras. You don't even have your name. You could just have a number that when the person called that could identify you, however which way. The citizen still have to wait to say this is officer so-and-so. So this is where the problem lies when you come to the campaign. You know, I just thought I would mention that, because these guys were never serious, and they will never be serious until the Bahamian people get serious. And so even as we mentioned, all of these, let's say we do a compilation of insubordinations and injustices that was in the archives of the newspaper, that was public business. If you read those, then the commission and all those should have not an idea what was going on. So I'm not going to be disorientated or gaslighted by anything they say, because all you have to do is look and observe, and that's the best learner. If you want to learn about something, you observe something, and you have to observe something for a period of time. That's what science is. You don't make one observation and come to conclusion. You observe something over a period of time, and then you make your own conclusions.
Yeah.
And so we've been gaslighting and being fed garbage over the decades until we don't even know what is appropriate anymore. That's for most people, because the problem is with us as Negroes, we didn't listen to Marcus. We didn't listen to Malcolm. Now we suffer the outcome. We also didn't listen to Lumumba and the rest who walked this line with a free man blind. And I could go on to Walter Rodney, whatever. I could go on and on with black history. But we as black people are really, really out of blame for our own ignorance and suffering.
Yeah, but we could find ourselves, and I appreciate you, 52. We could definitely find ourselves in the position where we've learned. I mean, it's only so much. It ain't only black. I mean, I got my good white friends that call me on a regular basis, my Conky Joe friends. I say, Howard, this kind of conversation that's happening on Guardian and the injustice that's happening in our country is not only relegated to black people. We're suffering significantly in this country. And we need to amplify that and let it be known. Let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
This Christmas, Fidelity Bank is still the one. With one easy monthly payment, one fantastic way to save, and one chance to win $5,000 in extra cash. Make that move to Fidelity Bank and apply for a personal loan for a chance to win extra cash today. Call 356-7764 for more details.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, batteries, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Your health is important. Don't trust it with just anyone. Welcome to New Life Natural Vegetation Cell Food Limited. We stock an extensive range of health foods, alternative medicines, and organic produce with a wide variety of special dietary foods, herbal teas, and herbal medicines. New Life also carries natural, organic, and environmentally friendly soaps, body lotions, and other skincare products. Stop by our state-of-the-art alkaline deli and try our all-healthy and all-natural tasty choices. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can answer any questions you may have. We offer on-site consultations on nutrition, diet, and healthy alternatives to disease and ailments. New Life cares about you and your health needs. We're located in the Independence Drive Business Park, East Street South, south of the Independence Roundabout. Visit our website at www.newlife1020.com. Let your food be your medicine.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, live in full effect on this beautiful Monday, December 9th. Just being able to talk the way that we're talking about how do we move forward in this country. I don't think this is just relegated to the conversation between what's happening in the jungle new world. Last week, it was a conversation relegated to what's happening in the political world. But I believe that there is systemic, endemic corruption that exists in all tentacles and subdivisions of our country. Whether it's in the church, because we've seen it in the church over the past 2 years, right? Over the past 3 years, over the past our lifetime, we've seen this kind of inconsistency against what has happened in the ultimate constitution, which is in the word of God, and what we see displayed in the church. So we've seen it in the church. We've seen it in our professional establishments and organizations here in the country, where persons are working above board and being able to commit to that. And we're hearing, nepotism, victimization, all these particular things are happening in the private sector, in the government sector. We're seeing the exact same thing in the political standpoint. We're seeing these particular things where persons supersede their will over the will of the Constitution that exists to be able to govern all men in this country. And now we're seeing it in the JCNP, and more specifically in the jungle new world, not necessarily. I don't want to relegate this in the JCNP specifically, but we're seeing issues happen the country over. And I don't know whether or not we're just appeased with this kind of an idea. So if you can't fix it, you shut the whole thing down. That's crazy. Then they should prorogue the House. If this is the opportunity and the avenue that you're going to be able to take, if they can't fix the issues of crime in this country, they should prorogue the House of Assembly and let us go to an election. If you can't rectify and get to the core of who is the man? Who is the man? I'll tell you a joke. You remember this. You remember this story. The fellow is robbing the train. And he jumped on the train. He says, I'm raping all men. And this is a joke. So y'all just behave. He says, I'm raping all men and robbing all women. And the lady says, this is Jesse. And the lady says, excuse me, sir, don't you mean that you're raping all women and robbing all men? So the guy says, who robbing this train, you or Jesse? Let's just be very clear about this. We have to find and identify who is the authority in this country. Because it seems as though the PLP don't have a whole or none of this. None. None. If people are acting rogue outside of the authority that exists, that we've identified, that we've elected, that we've celebrated, that we continue to adhere to, that we pay our tax, cannot take hold of these things, maybe you shouldn't have it. Maybe you should prorogue the House of Assembly like the JCNP is about to prorogue Junkanoo, and all of us go to the polls and vote who can do the job properly. Now, who is that person? That's a whole different conversation. Because this is a mess. There's back and forth. I'm trying to read letters that I get in my thing and my phone, trying to be decent with you and not call people name and so forth and so on. And then I go on C.A. Nuri page. He got the whole letter on the page. He says, C.A., you need to stop. You need to stop. C.A. Nuri got the whole letter. And this is a declaration to indicate that please be advised that the upcoming Junkanoo parades will be postponed due to unprecedented political interference displayed by the Office of the Prime Minister and the AG's office to appease to the brother of the Prime Minister. I can't believe you sit down at your computer and type those words. I cannot believe the unprofessionalness, that the unprofessionalism that exists in your people. I cannot believe. That 11 o'clock in the day, you sit down to write a half a paragraph and you pick these words and press send. I cannot believe you did that. I cannot believe that. I cannot believe that this is the people that we've identified for corporations that pull in hundreds of thousands, even millions of dollars, that sit at the top of these things and don't have an iota of decency and professional decorum. You see what they say? Please be advised, the upcoming Junkanoo parades will be postponed due to the unprecedented political interference displayed by the Office of the Prime Minister and the AG's office to appease the brother of the Prime. That is absolutely bananas that you would say that. That you believe that you are, you don't even live here in this country. Crazy. Telephone call, go ahead.
Howard, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening? Turn your radio down.
Yeah. You know, it's sad, but I said it last week. There must be something massive to distract us from what happened last week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, throwing the king's things out of the window. Now, when we become a republic, we need to FedEx that back to him over there in England. You know, the sad thing is, when you do find the authority, just make sure he's the competent authority.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you know, your food price, your gas price, your mortgage, your rent. Did any of those go down because of last week's events?
None.
None. So that was a distraction. And now, since it was so horrible a distraction that one guy went one way, the other guy argued with Mr. Bain, and I don't know who won or who didn't win, but we saw a message for the young people that decorum and law and order is running amok. What message are we sending to them? Do anything you want.
Anything you want.
And see, it's going to have a repercussion, believe me. And instead of worrying about crime, because crime happens when there's no money to buy that nice bracelet and those things for the woman for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Men don't want to commit crime. We get put in a position. You see, we're not worrying about the ills, but let's not go that deep. Just food. All of you have put VAT on people's food. Poor people can't eat. I think we should have a VAT holiday from now until at least spring break, because money, you know, is a little struggly right now.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't tax people food, Howard, because that can cause them a hungry man's angry man. Who said that? Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Yeah, a hungry man is a hungry man.
Yeah, producer should cue that up. But listen, we are not paying attention to the people, and we haven't done it from 7% VAT till now. Why you got tax and duty on my food? My food should only be a little bit more than Miami, because you put it on a boat, and plenty could fit on one boat. But anyway, it was a great set. And lo and behold, I prayed that we had a bigger one to help us forget the Mace thing. And here it is, no Junkanoo. Please,
you make it.
I'm going to wrap up with this.
You say that this was by design.
Oh, hold on. Nah, I say that. But I might have been thinking it.
Go ahead.
Think about it, Howard. Wasn't it by design? Mr. Pinto, one politician went on Bay Street to have something changed. And on that day, it ended up in the smoker's room as a disaster. Okay? I'm not going to get into the details and calling names and parties, because, see, that's where we get touches.
Mm-hmm.
And that disaster needed a recovery. So what we do, we throw the mace out the window. Now, ask Mr. Penland, who throw the mace as the prime minister? So who throw the mace? Don't call a name. Because maybe one politician made another one look bad, so we had to get a replacement. And the replacement got to come tough. Throw the stick out the window, boss. Really? You put 12% on my food. The other guy put 10 and the other one put 7. I'm going to have somebody to help you eat, Howard. And I know you and me, we like some good stew fish, eh?
I love it.
Oh, man. Let me go, hey? But listen, the misery on the poor people is not being relieved. You think they can't pay rent, the light off, and they can't buy food?
Wow.
Let's fix the Bahamas, Howard.
I appreciate you, man, Graham. Thank you so very kindly. Quick break, guys. Going to be right back after this.
A hungry mob is a hungry mob. A rain a fall, but it don't it tough. A yata yuk, but you'd not enough. You're going to dance to jam music. Dance. We're going to dance to jam music. Dance. Oh. Forget your troubles and dance. Forget your sorrows and dance.
Forget your... The King is at it again with the new Pepperoni Bacon King. This big and meaty sandwich has pepperoni, bacon, and more pepperoni piled on that 100% flame-grilled beef patty you love. The only way to make the Pepperoni Bacon King tastier was to add chipotle mayo, barbecue sauce, cheese, lettuce, and tomato, and serve it on a soft potato bun. So when you want a better burger, check out the Pepperoni Bacon King or try the new crispy chicken Pepperoni Bacon King. But get yours now because they're only here for a limited time and only at Burger King Nassau.
Standard Services on Shirley Street, your everything Christmas store, has the perfect gifts just for you. Now until December 24th, you can get 5 to 50% off everything in store, plus 20% off Christmas lights, 25% off artificial Christmas trees, Christmas decorations, and all toys. Standard Services, just around the block with everything in stock. They have everything you need to keep everyone happy this Christmas season. Get the perfect gifts, plus 5 to 50% off everything at Standard Services on Shirley Street, your everything Christmas store. Open Sunday, December 22nd.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Just kind of wrapping up. I'm sick, man. I'm tired. I am disgusted. And the diplomacy, you know, I've done my best to kind of always remain diplomatic in my approach and being able to provide constructive criticism and even reduce those words. Sometimes I could be, you know, long-winded in terms of my elaborate approach to being able to put all words where it may not necessarily have to be, right? And so I do this, especially as a talk show host. I want to be able to make it entertaining and impactful as possible. I know that I'm speaking to many persons, but I'm tired of that. I'm tired because it shouldn't be that we have to deal with this level of corruption. You being able to cuss out the FNM as violent, yeah, it was violent. And the violent take it by force. Yeah, to cuss out the Free National Movement and identify them as violent, I could agree with you. It was violent. It was theatrical in many instances. It was violent. It may have been unnecessary from a political standpoint with everything that we have in place, but they did it to prove a point, and they drove that point home significantly. December 4th will live in the minds of people for the next 100 years. I don't care what the PLP say now. It's done. It's done. You have to counter that not with words, but with action. You cannot counter that with words. You cannot counter that in St. Barnabas. Okay, so what? So what you win St. Barnabas? So what? So what Shenandoah and Scott Wright loses and Michael Halkidas gets in and the PLP wins the government of the Bahamas in 2026? Then what? More and more corruption, and the FNM can bring more than one casket to push down, and they can have caskets roll out all over the place, and they can put numbers on it for the amount of persons that's been murdered. It's not going to stop. You cannot counter this with words. This is not good enough for you to be able to go down to the belly of the beast at ground zero for your political fight to be able to say that we can win St. Barnabas. All right, Shenandoah, you better find another spot because they can put all the resources to get rid of you. You're gone. All right, then so what? So what? Is that going to resolve the issue of crime, the allegations, the speculations, and the murmurs that exist in society? You fix that? Are you going to fix that? Are you going to fix the fact that corruption abounds in the Royal Bahamas Police Force? Are you going to fix that? For the officers who don't thief nothing, who ain't never asked nobody for nothing, who ain't on no squad, no particular squad, who ain't doing nothing like this, for them to be able to hold their heads high when we see their stripes, to be able to acknowledge that, not to, at an earshot, expect them to be able to say something in line with the perceived corruption that we hear coming out of the Royal Bahamas. That's what you need to fix. That's what you're here for. Everybody running amok, including the JCMP. No one respecting your authority. No one. Grand Bahama Port Authority rejecting your particular position. The investors that you talked about that continue to be able to identify an opportunity to purchase the Grand Bahama Hotel, you got to come back every 2 months, 2 weeks. I hope it. Hope. Nobody respecting your authority. Even PLPs who call in my talk show, who've been PLPs their entire life, rejecting your authority. They love you as an individual, but they are now being able to put into question your authority in the position as you in your capacity. We got to talk, man. You got to be able to do something strong. Do it. Don't say it. Do it. You got to fire some people. It don't matter the fraternity these people in. It don't matter their proximity to you. Your legacy, your children's name will go down into naught if you don't fix these things now. You worrying about people saying, but the prime minister's worrying about people saying him and his brother? No, I don't worry about that. You need to worry about 15 years down the line. When we've already seen three more prime ministers come to the forefront and you're still at the bottom of the barrel. You got to fix this now. Don't go into another year without firing some people. Don't crack one eggnog, one champagne, eat one caviar until we deal with this. Quick telephone calls before we get out of here. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, yes. Good afternoon to you, Howard, Seattle Johnson.
Hey, what's up, Seattle?
That's a great point. Yeah, don't worry. That hotel will be sold by the next admin and the airport will be built.
Oh, by the next... So. With the F&M, man, the PLP ain't going to do it.
No, they're not going to do it.
Okay,
but just imagine
ahead.
That the guy that's the financial co-driver who's crashing the economy is going to go into a constituency and tell him that he's going to fix that little thing. But let's just talk about the PLP attempt to distract. First, let's look at the concept you spoke of is of corruption and criminality. Okay, you have the Deputy Speaker of the House, right? And he went into court, made a statement that was so egregious that he basically admitted to doing the same thing the person on trial is for. And so he was fired from the Water and Sewer Authority, but he still kept his position in the House of Senator Romney months ago, weeks ago, letting people know, how does one say that you're corrupt over here or whatever, but you remain as the Deputy Speaker in the House? It just shows you where that thing is going. I know you must have watched the video that Minnis made where he said, the U.S. authorities told me from years ago with their investigation before the date, right? But he says, I don't know why they didn't tell you. They told his cabinet, right? So then you have to ask yourself, if a new government comes in and the U.S. government don't tell the foreign affairs, don't tell the national security, don't tell the prime minister, don't tell any of these people who they have supposed to have clearance for, why didn't they tell these people for 3.5 years? And so what you have is the prime minister trying to deflect. And so I say what we're having now, from what we're observing, we're watching a despotic and an irrational and oppressive and dangerous regime. It disregards the well-being of its people and operate without any moral or ethical compass. So you have so many different things, Howard. You have the NIGAR FTX that you spoke about. We have Bankman-Fried. We have the Ismaelian, the Bahama swindle, the Anna Nicole. You have this drug thing. We have broken promises, rent-to-own, housing.
You convoluting everything. Let's just concentrate on this administration.
No, I'm saying to you, what you have as a person, like I said, they have no compass, no ethical, moral, or financial compass to take us anywhere. This is not a question of if. It's a matter of when these people need to be replaced.
Wow.
And so you say you want people to resign. It starts with the prime minister.
You're doing a lot. So you're calling for the prime minister resignation?
I mean, he's the one that's crashing the economy. Yeah, listen to what he said. How about this? Yeah,
this
he
a
said,
lot.
No, listen to what he said. I plan to reduce the cost of living. And he said, I can see that despite the success of this administration, many are not feeling it because, and I can say why, because it's delusional.
Wow.
With the successes, successes in his head. Who is he doing this for? The people or himself? That he's saying that he has successes under this administration of
well, I want to, because I got a couple of minutes. I appreciate your telephone call. I got a telephone, the line's lit right up. I got to take a couple of these calls. It can be 20 seconds, but we got to take the calls. Go ahead, caller on the line. Go ahead. Caller, go ahead. Next caller. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, good day, Howard.
Hey, my dear, what's up?
Fine, thank you. Listen, I agree with Tiale. Like I said, I think it was last week, the prime minister needs to shut this country down and call prime minister. Did. When minister felt the heat of the people complaining about him, he went ahead and shut down and called for election. He said, let the people tell me if they want me to continue or if they want somebody else.
And we told him loud and clear.
Pardon me?
I said, and we were loud and clear.
Exactly.
You're done, Bala.
Yes. He was smart enough to do it. So why isn't this prime minister, what is he afraid of? What is he afraid of? Oh, my bad. I forget. He probably won't be able to travel the places that he is traveling today.
You're
because the funds won't be there to take him and that large entourage. Oh, yeah, my bad. I was trying to ask, but I think it came to me just now. Thank you, Alex.
I appreciate the telephone call. I don't think that the prime minister is going to call an early election. The prime minister needs to show himself strong. Not that he isn't strong. But I keep telling you, we can't acquiesce to all these things. We can't be the savior of all. You got to stand strong in your convictions and do what is right. Is this the new day administration or what? Is this the new day that we've been waiting for? Is this the dawn of a new administration to be able to push us forward into the future? Is this the that you touted? That your beautiful campaign, your banners, your slogans and everything spoke of? Is this? This indecisive lack of decision-making, non-conviction organization right now, is this what's going on here? You ain't got a hold of the speaker. You ain't got a hold of Grand Bahama Port Authority. You ain't got a hold of JCNP. You ain't got a hold of nobody. Get it together. And come back to the people with a real mandate. Not a ceremonial shift, but a real mandate. Let's see if we can move this country forward, upward, onward, and together as we continue to espouse. That's the show today, guys. I'm going to see you tomorrow. Godspeed right here, 96.9 FM Radio, The Foundation. See you tomorrow.
The Foundation.